IIT Madras lets top dollar by consulting VC firms on deep tech.
Crypto SIP surge in India.
Budget 2026, semicon industry seeks faster payouts.
Zepto rolls out in-app UPI as delivery platforms internalize payments.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's kick the show off with one institute that's making money off VCs. Yes, you heard that right. We're talking about IIT Madras, which is netting top dollars from venture capital firms.
That's right. The institute is seeing growing demand from VC firms for technical diligence, validation, and feasibility checks as deep tech investing gets more complex in India.
So over the past 5 years, consultancy revenues at IIT Madras have crossed ₹2,800 crore. Now that money comes from industry players and investors engaging faculty to test whether a technology actually works beyond the lab.
In fact, Money Control spoke to V. Kamakoti, director of IIT Madras, and he has described this whole deep tech investing phase as the compounding impact of patient institutional work. He said, and I quote, "Every journey has its first step, and I strongly believe that IIT Madras incubation cell has taken that firm progressive step."
And this is not academic research funding. This is demand-driven consulting. Investors are asking questions on, can this idea scale? Does the science hold up? What breaks when you move from prototype to deployment?
Yes, if you look at the results in FY25 alone, the institute executed about 982 consultancy projects with over 1,000 crores sanctioned so far. Alongside that, were more than 300 sponsored research projects worth over 500 crores.
So the bigger signal here is about how deep tech capital is changing. As consumer bets slow and timelines stretch, VCs are spending more time de-risking science-heavy ideas before investing.
Yes, some investors also describe this as fewer slides and more data. So institutions like IIT Madras are becoming part of the investment process itself, not just the starting point for startups. From labs to ledgers, let's shift to crypto and how Indian retail investors are entering the market slowly and in small steps.
Now, crypto SIPs or systematic investment plans saw a sharp rise in 2025 across Indian exchanges. So platforms like CoinSwitch, CoinDCX and Mudrex reported over 60% year-on-year growth.
Yes, what stands out is that most of this demand is coming from first-time investors. So entry tickets are fairly small, often between 100 rupees and rupees 500 a month.
Now, CoinDCX alone said over 5.7 lakh new SIPs were opened on its platform in 2025, which is a 600% jump year on year.
Yes, and Mudrex reported a 220% increase with many users starting small and gradually scaling up to average monthly contributions of around 4,000 to 6,000 rupees.
CoinSwitch saw a nearly 60% rise in new SIPs created. Popular tokens across platforms remain Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana.
Yes, the timing is also clearly important. This surge comes as global sentiment around crypto has improved, particularly with easing regulatory signals in the US and more mature global markets.
Even global exchanges are doubling down on India. Bybit, for instance, reported a 25 to 30% year-on-year increase in SIP users from India, with average monthly investments around $80 to $100.
So despite regulatory uncertainty at home, India continues to be one of the largest crypto adoption markets globally, and platforms are clearly betting on long-term participation rather than short-term trading. All right, now to policy and what India's semiconductor industry wants from the upcoming union budget.
So with budget 2026 around the corner, the semiconductor and electronic manufacturing sector is asking for faster and more predictable disbursement of incentives.
Yes, the immediate focus seems to be on continuing the India Semiconductor Mission 2.0 and the design-linked incentive schemes. Industry bodies say delays in payouts create cash flow stress, especially for capital-intensive projects.
So semiconductor fabs and OSAT facilities take years to build. During construction and ramp-up, timely incentives can make a material difference.
Yes, there are also tax-related asks that are very important. The industry wants relief on depreciation and capital expenditure and an expansion of the 15% concessional manufacturing tax regime to include semicon fabs and advanced electronics.
Now, extending the eligibility window by another 5 years is another key demand, given that many fabrication projects take several years to reach commercial production.
So beyond incentives, industry is also pushing for a shift from volume-led manufacturing to domestic value addition.
That includes linking export incentives and PLI benefits to how much value is added in India and not just in shipment volumes. And finally, a quick commerce update that sits at the intersection of delivery and payments. Zepto has rolled out an in-app UPI payments feature, so users can now complete UPI transactions within the Zepto app without being redirected to external payment apps.
The company has not made a formal announcement yet and did not respond to queries, but we can see it on the app that's gone live.
Now, this move mirrors what we've seen from rivals like Swiggy and Zomato, who have both launched in-app UPI solutions over the past year.
Yes, so Swiggy's UPI uses NPCI's plugin framework, allowing users to complete payment entirely within the app after a one-time setup. And Zomato took a slightly different route, partnering with ICICI Bank to issue a Zomato-linked UPI ID closer to a full UPI handle.
So industry executives say payments are now a strategic control point. Even small improvements in checkout speed or success rates can improve order completion during peak demand. And internalizing UPI also reduces reliance on third-party apps and gives platforms better visibility into transaction flows.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.